As bavailam shuish altacha, short you Claire Nagale. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to present this programme, Claire Nagale, which I'll be doing in the English language as Niemnya Sahilg, and I'll be doing as well in the Manx Gaelic, Chinya Namera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Jurish. Now, having stayed the night of the 10th of July, 1828, in the cottage of Mrs. Brew and Miss Trivett at Ballure, the following morning Dorothy Wordsworth, Henry Hutchinson and Willie Wordsworth have walked out to Kirkmackled. But at Kirkmackled, in fact, Dorothy Wordsworth leaves them and then she returns again to Ramsey. Tun fairly John Seward, ginched the Jonathan Harker, anach for fool of Enchesha Ega, Mina Harker, erve jolit egen Count Dracula, as the our Count a chor Ermina Joel fool Jonathan, yes. To Jonathan Geisha Grisha Skeel, chouds take claim a Mina, as Struga of Faltec, the Milas the Graiach. We begin with a track by two Welsh voices we've heard individually before. It's from the album by Mari Mathias. She's a Huntu from Talgareg in Shir Benfro, but she's joined on this track by Gwilym Bowen Rhys, a Gog from Bethel in Gwynedd. Tashu geisiach rish Radio Vanning, stashu na nashun, viscol erskeliena, by Dulish Ellen Vanning.
Pan ddaw y fôr i'n ôl i groeso bydoedd hyd, gwelwn greiad i'r llawn bywyd serch i fi, ac yna ddaw stori arall i gipio golwg chi. Dyma gweno a'i gwallt i'r ddi.
Welais i ti dy wallt mor ddyn, chwythu drwy wynt y môr.
Sellais ti draw draw ato fi, dy lygaid fel y trysor.
Merch y môr, merch y môr, o bles di ferch y môr. Merch y môr, merch y môr, o bles di ferch y môr.
Da gwynt y glaw i'r llan y pan, i wylais i ti ato.
Dy lais mor byr y pertarioi, denw di o'r gwennol. Merch y môr, merch y môr, o gwest i ferch y môr. Merch y môr, merch y môr, o gwest i ferch y môr.
Un bore braf o dar y traf, un cysglu bisgod cregi.
O gweno fach yr wyt mor hardd, o bawes di mor sydyn. Merch y môr, merch y môr, o bles di ferch y môr. Merch y môr, merch y môr, o bles di ferch y môr.
Diwrnod na dwi'n cofio'n iawn o llongau ar y lan.
Yn dal dy law yn ddacrau'n llawn, mi roddes dim i gysan.
Merch y môr, merch y môr, o bles di ferch y môr. Merch y môr, merch y môr, o bles di ferch y môr. Merch y môr, merch y môr, o bles di ferch y môr. Merch y môr, merch y môr.
from her album Anun Marie Mathias and the song Gweno, on which she was joined by Gwilym Bowen Rhys. And Dorothy Wordsworth has returned to Ramsey, she gets to the outskirts, then, she says, by Clubain, among fine woods, crossing Dell, delightful views of the sea and of Ramsey town. Returned by church on the hill, the burying ground of Ramsey, and formerly the sole parish church, a very pretty building, charmingly situated with trees all round it, but, alas, whitewashed roofs and walls. Well, she seems to have an aversion to the use of whitewash on old buildings, she'd remarked on something similar out at Kirkmacheld. And what she's talking about here is Balloor Chapel, and what she says needs some explanation, in fact. There is a burying ground round what used to be the Balloor Chapel, now a private house, but the burying ground was not for natives of Kirkmacheld who were buried at the old kirk, Kirkmacheld itself, and Dorothy is wrong in saying that Balloor was the sole parish church because it was a chapel of ease to Kirkmacheld. But it served the role for Ramsey, of course, certainly as the church, until St Paul's was built in 1822, and Dorothy Wordsworth had noted St Paul's when she first arrived in Ramsey. Cart marvamia chorcion er, ren quincy as godalm in crankel er a dors. Henkert stiach on os bailus den sum nine. Ich van helsing feishorum. Vami tiggle de rawi menel, rauschen de roel von desch jen rauschen sock, de choral yadi, de bechchen possible, smunyen a dunya as a ven yau vanra via chelia as bousen heen. Merso, look thou snoggle cordelrish, rene braach jow never de nagen as an yunu. De sen renen charn godal ming fragert. Chedod mi fagan neu bol erbi sa halia, nons fer erbi gen y siemrn, ych mi sa siemr studeres, ach ged yr awi ar fe yn sien, fe er yn yngel. Ni iau fe... Rennu sgwer fai dy doltasiwm, mas e gen er y chwm yn boch trolenach er aliabi. Dwrt van Helsing dy trom chwsiach, gen goler machar y author. Chanel sin giri on sio veg de ve follet. Tan tre shai nish ons tiggle ulio. Well, Scottish band Skip Inish take us off to Tyree, Tir a Wurrain, the land of the marum grass. Song in Praise of Tyree, written by Sarah MacDonald, Tír a Uaireáin, performed by Skip Inish, a band formed originally by two Tyree men, Angus MacPhail and Andrew Stevenson. Gin inchtun de ser dúrt an olúris an charn godalming, masó high art air. Vair bé an shen, as gén a bodach shen ar bé ach rishalit na gé, vair jíl de lúr jintega, van cledden lauwskriwen er wij laast, as na lozagen gorm mieken niesmaaste en lai ben. Va killen der a phonograf ed nis kjouts jachs en ail, as van gier er kuno les na lozagen. On sjo, remmi brisje stjach er, buiste gie de welle kop elius a gistje leger. Henk maner sin edenegger is shalid, ach, haie maag as ries, gouds haie er. Ren mi rai sís na grísan eis, ach hydod mi fag an mona ar bí jé. Ích mi stiach an sém ar Renfield, ach rau mona ar bí on an sén ar liam a jé. Rís ren ei fyrgach. E mi rôd dut haak ad agarw. Masó ren ei croma a chion as lwg da jinnw taas a veilun leis a chinni ega dwrt ei nis. Ar liam a jen dynia bach fa marw. Now, from Bulloor Chapel, Dorothy Wordsworth returns to the cottage at Bulloor again, and there she notes a beautiful sunset and quiet, resting on garden seat, listening to and viewing the gentle sea, two packets with their stream of smoke. So we move on to the 11th of July, Friday morning, she writes, again sunny and delightful, warm yet. This is the sweetest morning place I ever housed in. Breezy and so retired that it tempts you to walk out half-dressed from the ground-floor bedroom, with Miss Trivett to Ramsey. Called on Miss Forbes, a tall, thin gentlewoman living with two nieces in the dullest corner of a dull street in this little fishing town, now smelling of herrings in every crevice. Well, there's no mention of the name Forbes in Ramsey in directories of about that period, so we don't know who Mrs. Forbes was or where this dullest corner of a dull street in Ramsey was, but a reminder that the important herring fishery had started at the beginning of that week.
Thank you.
And there we heard accordionist Marcel Hainaut with bombard player Jean-Claude Jega, and a piece which celebrates a woman from the town of Pondy, as it is in Breton, or Pontivy in its Frenchified version, there in Brittany. That was called La Pontivienne. Tashun and Ashun to Radio Vanningers and Shaw Tashu Gaze Jachris Claire Nagale. Mish Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
To Claire Nagale, Rachlash and the Shacht and Lugjigul or Scalia Mach and Heer Shaw, Yorish Gulgus and Hedega Radio Vanning as Brewer Cramman Eragert, a Shira and the McClare. To Claire na Gael Marston, a podcast and J. Claire and Radio Vanning was forgetting nasty er in the Radio Vanning, na trude and reich er the podcast jow. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Miss Trivett then takes Dorothy Wordsworth to see someone else. Thence to Mrs. Gubbins, the aged widow of the late Vicar General, who died a few months ago at 83 years of age. Well, once again here, Dorothy Wordsworth has an incorrect name. This Mrs. Gubbins, as she calls her, is in fact Mrs. Cubbon, the widow of the Reverend Thomas Cubbon, who'd been Vicar General from 1808 to 1827. In which case, in retrospect, it's possible that we can't find Mrs. Forbes, because that name was perhaps written down wrongly as well, but anyway, I don't know about that. However, now it's Mrs. Cubbon that they've come to see. She and her three daughters reside at a house belonging to Deemster Christian, a substantial dwelling, rather genteel, but all unfurbished, the avenue to the house winding, and the garden tangled and rank and dull. A very flourishing tulip tree, and nothing wanting but pruning and neatness. The ladies themselves, however, very neat and ladylike, and intelligent in all Manx affairs, and evidently much pleased with my approbation of their little isle. Diri banasha harker a kion, as gian vain dera yegin, dan je elia, durti de trom chushach, aig ne ye the raugent. Gedod mi ach genacht yn draw art freil foli trydynach, ach, er nod ar am i tigl draw ors o'n sien, hydwrt mi feg. Hyn deb an Helsingus Morris as braia, as os mach ar y Quincy fel beg ed inch dun. Beg yn dregar ei, fyddi dy be y môr ein fy iera, ach cart nish chanod o'n grei. Smwni mi dy be im y doel ei, dy bech posibl, dy gerdyn mach y red i ynach y cawnt gol tre deg ei y tai. Chyfac mi e, a chonig mi cratnia gyr i fain unia Grenfield, as benlt my hir. Fa mi djergl rys ffag yn eis yn o'n chwma gol bac as Carfax, ach, te djyn dy dŵr ei liach dyn iach elia. Chy djyn e rys nach, a djyg e rys nach, son tan sper djergach as sychiar, as tan madran ergera. Sain dyn gafrach y merach. Now, as part of a tribute to Mona Douglas, Kitty Ellen Clegg wrote a song called Snai, and here she sings it, with excerpts of stories by native speakers of the Manx language during the performance as well.
Fragile thing that was tiny Jimmy, who had
Snai, the delicate thread of the Manx language, written and sung by Kitty Allen Clegg. Contributions too by Brisha Mandrell and Dave McLean, their partners in Clash Vuur, the band whose album launch will be in fact a week tonight. Dur Quincy na Foglan Sngeri, Shaw, Trut na Fieglan Dunchega, Signed un Gavrach Merach. Rish Tamult, va Fuddy Minute na Gair. Gamalishal Rish Tamult, as for the minute na gair, were tossed it on. As dot me shielten, the dot me clashen, sheen the creachen ein, chows vad bula. Esh, durtman helsing, as e corna lawen ega, fir mila, erkion benashta haka. As nish, ma ben sermina, vach fi vin. Gin inched on the girach, cre hacher. Ta fisseg gene abel mi giri cor pian dot, ach ta fe mine tickle de chulio rid. Son nish na smoon of a riu, ta fe mer ulio an obber de be jint de blue as de gear, as les sledden kerail. Tan leer gerdun tre signdun corcion ulio, ma vis shen mor bia. As nish, tan caein de vodmuch tanachtan bio as insacher. Ren na ven ser vach vien biberni, as dod mi fagan chonit na nyerig an ek, chaus reni clema a dunya shesha na snyedhaji, as reni chroma a kion na sinchla as na sinchla force a chliwega. Well, this morning's visiting is not yet done, because Miss Trivett and Dorothy Wordsworth now go home by Mrs. Dukes. Still the same comfortable kindness and uncomfortable dirt and close smells, and pretty-behaved, pretty curly-headed lasses, who repaid me for their sixpence with 100 thanks. However, now they do return to the cottage of Mrs. Brew and Miss Trivett at the foot of Balloor Glen. At dinner, the ladies entertained me with the history of the first builder of this little cottage, who there revelled away her summers, feasting all the country round, and forming pleasure parties every sunny day, ordering them by the lodging her servants at different houses, and having beds round the little kitchen for her maids. Thus she spent a fortune of 1,500 per annum, and died penniless. Well, it's a pity that there's no more given here. Who was this person? I thought there might be something in Constance and William Radcliffe's book about Ramsay, but couldn't find anything, so it's an intriguing but frustrating story. Now, this is a song from Cornwall, in which you'll recognise words from some other songs and phrases, and it's set to a tune which I know as in praise of the winning bard of the Welsh Eisteddfod, Henfych Prifar Gwaenwyd Llafen y Cledd. Praise be to the Prifar, the award-winning bard, the blade of the sword has been sheathed. Well, anyway, but as Cornwall forever, this is the Holman Climax Male Voice Choir.
Oh.
the Holman Climax Male Voice Choir from Camborne, but recorded, tell it not in Gath, in Redruth Methodist Church. George Smith was the conductor, and the organ accompaniment was by Ernest Green in Kenneth Pelmere's arrangement of Cornwall Forever. As I say, it's the tune is the same as that of Henfich Privarth in Welsh. And in fact, in Brittany, at the end of the Championnat de Bagadou, when the award, the Pen Bagad, marched through Lorient, and all the other members of all the other Bagads join in, and it's a great procession, and they play a tune which is a version of that, a sort of version of that same tune. So it's obviously something where it very celebrational. Now, telling the tale of the spendthrift lady who had the Bloor cottage jogs Dorothy Wordsworth's memory here. This reminds me of a very simple house in the Valley of Peel, which Henry had told me we should see by the roadside. The owner was very rich, but he'd made his fortune in guinea, and was always wretched, for he saw things. This a Manxman told Henry, and when I came to the place and peeped in upon it, I wondered not that he'd imaginary visions, for he contrived to bury his house among trees, and further to make the approach to it, a long berceau, as dark as a dungeon alley, so that no natural object can be distinctly seen, I should think, even at midday. His farm, however, is very flourishing, and his crops of corn beautiful. Well, again, an interesting story, but no names. Well, I was looking through Francis Wilkins' book, Manx Slave Traders, and wonder whether it might have been Charles Neal. Now, he'd bought the Ragget, as well as Ballaterson, Close Beg, and Cronkwillin. So perhaps it was him, but as I say, not named in the actual text here. Esh rogi susa kion de mornach, as renne shina mach laude van Helsing ren goili sa lau ege, as luk de croma, as corpeg de de harmach, renne freili de chon. Van lau elie gotch ons laue dynia shesha, va cummel de rai elie ege curic magit de moi, de chode hi. Lurk fyrgach chaws fe gian drawi cor ons ordacht yn smunion eg, gawi toiach der. Gaw mi y drwg y cadli fawch o cyngel yr chordaw. As rys tamult liawr chyrenne beg. Fe gian draw mi'n ysmw gyn cadla. As ren imed i siltyn ysyn goel toiach der jingas jag ons maegnia. Ulyw jaw, cochonlt rys bes, y sŵdr yn ffola. Rys ffwl ys pion ys bwra. Ren yn dynia sesia ec dyn iaw araltach Dobran, chawd sy'n dei, ys dŵr ti'r ysd y graiach, na gawyn nefyn, sain dwt fe dynol ys ledger, ys cor cwn y daws yn ofer aglach. Thank you. An archive recording from 1947 of villain piper Leo Rousham, demonstrating his skill and dexterity with clusters and swirls of notes and use of the regulators. Tune the Nation Shen the Jaru, Radio Vanning, She Claire Nigel, Viscoler Skelena Cartnish, Madam Peen, Robert Kitting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
The Rauach Fised Craig of Moor Temus, and Abe the Lord Machon and Rid Erchemach Shoech Orr B. Yenach who tiggle whish as the fame emer the Huna. Well, Honnick me the Raway Orm Kuna Lesha Vegson, San Overegger, Leshma Aignia. De berg Myers en by, maar zo ren mi hin erlu de shigger de gadle. Kart de loer te jin de denk sabi norm de leer, ern on wel kun je nem er weg elje. Rauw chits jach Jonathan hoeste mi, son vein a lail jorm en ach hier tis de kun je nem er. Se chamer van un ge hanne ven waar mi een old tas de jay rai. Ach, te gerudit em nish fel fisio or so. Nishu feathern aisle your laem nim jean june asan me. Deni me an urt al chedin yow bachtel ver jit orum rai, as nun heel drau fainish en yachon. Hindemi de oos to Jonathan, ach hoor me de rauin de chadle fi trom. After dinner at 2 o'clock, parted from my hospitable friend Mrs. Brew, and accompanied by Miss Trivett, waited half an hour on the road for the carrier's cart, in which the front place had been taken for me, a most pleasant conveyance. Road, smooth, and a variety of delightful views all the way to Douglas. At first over very high ground, crossing frequent glens with rivulets, and trees thriving, wherever scattered. Fences, chiefly of gorse, very green and very pretty. Well, this perhaps suggests the native Manx gorse, Ulex Gallii, because the common gorse, Ulex Ureopius, is most notable for its bright yellow flowers throughout the year, rather than for being green. Me novel Blair Ernagen, me novel Banishan Alien, a month without flowers on the gorse, a month without weddings in man. And of course the other one, when the gorse is out of bloom, kissing is out of fashion. Well, that yellow gorse was brought, well, it's all yellow, but that Europaeus was brought into the island in the 18th century for hedgerows, really. But the other gorse, Ulex Gallii, grows in low, roundish clumps and blooms from, well, about August. Now we're about to be sweetened up with white sugar in the song Siwgr Gwyn, with Mynir Gwilym leading the way, joined by Gwenan Gibbard, Gwyneth Glyn and Sian James.
Siwgr Gwyn, Siwgr Gwyn, Siwgr Ai. Pan mae'r dagra'n dair a'r dydd yn hir a chdi sa'n methu gweld yn glir Siwgr gwyn fydd pethau ddim wastad fel hyn ar i'r lawr ar y mil yr enolwyn fawr dal yn dim a gyda hyn mi ddod Siwgr gwyn Siwgr gwyn Siwgr ma Mi fydd dy fyd yn gael Cyn bo hir Cam hedfan drwy yr awyr glir Siwgr gwyn Spiw i lawr ar fan hyn sound, mi ddoed i rownd fy ffrim. Pan ti ar gwylos, na mond i ffori fym. Siwgr gwyn. Siwgr gwyn.
The foursome of Welsh women singer-songwriters and instrumentalists, Pedair, from their album Mai na Olai, There Is Light, which was the Welsh language album of the year for 2023. Although Dorothy Wordsworth has said there's good views all the way to Douglas, she in fact goes back on herself now here, we descend to Laxey, a village at the foot of a long glen headed by Snaefell Mountains. One pretty gentleman's cottage. She then notes her general observations, bridge and rocky bay, a few boats and bleaching ground. Well, the bridge was the old Laxey Bridge or Monk's Bridge, medieval in origin, with five arches. At the time that Dorothy Wordsworth crossed it, it hadn't long been widened. The original bridge can be seen in one of the paintings by John Warwick Smith from about 1795, which also shows cloth being bleached, as Dorothy Wordsworth also mentions. And in fact, in John Feltham's tour through the Island of Man in 1797 and 1798, he refers to the romantic river, whose tides are adorned by countless yards of bleaching cloth. And at intervals, groups of females tread the cloth in the stream, and fit around cauldrons boiling the cloth with kelp. The cloth covers a great space, and is kept down on the surface by large pebbles. They bleach tolerably white. The Rau Fised Creach and Moor Temus and Abe, the Lord Machon and Rid Achimach. Oh, tell me, Aliams to Velmi, Jinu Show, Hannah, I can't be named Jinu Avistach. De rauw fissach ed, de kreeg een moer, temus en neeb, de lord machon en rid atjemach, shore, a chorer bee, jinnig u tiggel huishes de fame emmer de chuna. Well, honnig me de rauwe orm kuna, lesje vegsens en overregge lesje maagne, de beeg maaies em mai, me so ren me heen erlu de shigger, de chadle. Kart de loer te jin, de denk sabin orm de leer, ernoon de welkunjen em, erweg elje. Grau chitsjach Jonathan erhoeste me, son vein a lai ljorm en achir de stadhunyan emer. Se chamer, ban un ge hanne ven, ban mi en ol taas de jay rai. Ach te gerudet em nisch, wel fissio er so, nisch u fedden e sel jor lai em, nim jean juna san me. Deni me en erd al, gedden jou wachtel er jitorm rai, as an unchiel de rau fenisch en jachon. Hien dae mi de hoeste Jonathan, ach hoer mi de rauwe na chadle fietroom. Well, te jean, der em mi skriw en rid chedden dae chier, ta chantje bi, shanae. A song from the Scottish singer Alex Campbell, accompanying himself on guitar, and he's joined by Johnny Orange on the five-string banjo. This is all about Peterhead, the bonny ship, the diamond.
The diamond is the ship, me lads, but the Greenland stretch is bound, and the cage is all garnished with bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the orders to sail the ocean wide, where the sun that never sets, me lads, nor darkness dims the sky.
And we cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for a whale.
Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies stone a-roon, where the shores are pooed about them and the sorties running down. Now don't you weep, my bonny lads, though ye be left behind, for the rose will grow on Greenland's ice afore we change our mind.
Cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for a whale.
Here's a health to the resolution, likewise he lies a swan. Here's a health to the butler, Roman, throws in the diamond ship of fame. We wear the trousers all the white and the jackets all the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll haste we tell the new.
Then come cheer up, my lad, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing
be breakfast day and night when green the lads come home. We're ship that's bumper for me lads and money to your name. We'll mak the cradles for the rock, the blankets for the tear, and every lass in Peterhead sing a ship by my dear.
Then come cheer up, my lads, let your hearts not fail, while the boys ship the diamond goes a fishing for the
Alex Campbell and a well-known song about whaling, or at least about the whalemen and the home port of the bonny ship the Diamond, Peterhead in Aberdeenshire, the Blue Tune, as they used to call it. Apparently we heard Alex Campbell singing about wearing the trousers of the white and the jackets of the blue, but it was Peterhead was called Blue Tune because the fishermen from the town were famous for wearing blue stockings as well. So that's the Blue Tune, Peterhead in Aberdeenshire. Fe gyn, dyna eisyn fy ngoel y drwg y cadlu ysgyn ei mis. Hwg mi eiber ach chydod mi dwsta ei. Hwg sio al mŵr orm, as ych mi mygyrt ys mis at me jas. Eis dy jarw, ren my chri liagach y chawst ai jim. As ych mi mygyrt, gamal eisyl, liagach y chawst ai jim. Lloris y liafi, mor dy bech e yng ngol cesmyd as y che. Na sia sien dy bech y che jit dy fe na y cwm y ega, no dy rawi y liau ar sŵl dy bolach, fa dynia liawr siang na chiadw, as edach hw ega dy bolach. Our fellow passenger on the carrier's cart joins Dorothy Wordsworth here in Laxey. Tempted by the cleanliness of a poor hut to enter it with my companion, a young Methodist. And we shall hear what happened in that incident when we continue with more from Dorothy Wordsworth's diary next time.
Pardon spay it they were bit above your wonk in a scabbit. La 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 la.
Ach, Sinead Cartnish, as Chris Pearson will be along to bring you 2 hours of the best chill-out music for your Sunday evening from 7 till 9, and then at 9 it'll be time for Sundown with Judith Leigh. We're closing Clairnagale with Breton singer Nolwenn Leroy and Suite Sud-Américaine, meaning a southern Breton suite, but it's actually only the Pardon Spéed, about a religious celebration in the village of Spézed. Not that the words are anything remotely religious, I'd have to say. Ach, Sianelio Erson, Deninson, Dera, Nachir, Nishin. So now, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Our Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Evi Machrieriu, as Orserie, as my Yerian shared you, will you?
The
blach your